Think back to your first flight lesson. There was probably a Cessna 172, maybe a Piper Cherokee, a four-cylinder engine burning 100 low lead, the smell of Avgas in the cockpit, the sound of a prop pulling you skyward. That has been the formula for flight training for generations. Same aircraft types, same fuel, same economics. I'm Tower on ATIS, your aviation news from Radio Hangar. And today we're talking about a company out of Colorado that is genuinely trying to change that formula from the ground up. Bai Aerospace just received an FAA Special Airworthiness Certificate for their eFlyer 2. That is a two-seat all-electric trainer aircraft. And while that headline might sound like a minor bureaucratic milestone, it is actually the moment this airplane stops being a drawing and starts becoming a real test article in real airspace. Let's get into what that means. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, the Special Airworthiness Certificate. Let's be clear about what this is, because the terminology matters here. When the FAA issues a Special Airworthiness Certificate in the experimental category, they are not saying this aircraft is certified for commercial operations or flight training with paying students. What they are saying is this aircraft may now fly in controlled test conditions to gather the data necessary to pursue full type certification. It is a green light for real-world testing, not a green light for the flight line at your local flight school. Those are two very different things. The process of going from a special airworthiness certificate to a full-type certificate can take years, sometimes many years. We have seen that play out with other electric aircraft programs. But the flight test data you gather in this phase is what makes or breaks the type certificate application. This is where the engineering gets proven or disproven in the actual atmosphere, not in a simulation lab. Bai Aerospace was founded by George Bai, who has been working in aerospace for decades. The company has been developing the eFlyer 2 for several years now, and they have also been working on a four-seat variant called the eFlyer 4, aimed at more advanced training applications. Their focus has been explicitly on the flight training market, not cargo, not urban air mobility, not point-to-point air taxi. Flight training, specifically, that is a strategic choice worth examining, because the economics of flight training are genuinely broken right now. If you have paid for flight training in the last decade, you already know this. The cost to earn a private pilot certificate has climbed significantly. Flight schools are dealing with higher fuel costs, higher maintenance costs, and an aging training fleet that gets more expensive to maintain every year. The Cessna 172, that is the backbone of most flight schools, has been in production for decades, and the ones actually doing the training work are often much older than that. The fuel bill alone is a significant operational cost for any flight school. A typical training aircraft burning 8 to 10 gallons per hour at current Avgas prices adds up fast over a student's required flight hours. The instructor gets paid, the aircraft gets paid, the hangar gets paid, the insurance gets paid. And somewhere in there, the student is supposed to cover all of it while also paying for ground school, books, exams, and a medical certificate. Electric aircraft change that fuel equation substantially. The cost per hour of electricity versus Avgas is not even close. And electric motors have far fewer moving parts than reciprocating engines. Fewer parts means fewer inspections, fewer overhauls, fewer unscheduled maintenance events. Theoretically, an electric trainer could dramatically lower the per hour operating cost for a flight school. And some of those savings could flow down to the student. That is the pitch Bai Aerospace is making. And it is a compelling pitch. Whether the eFlyer 2 can actually deliver on it is what the flight test program will start to answer. Here's what the eFlyer 2 is designed to do. It is configured for the primary training mission, two seats, side by side or tandem, the kind of setup you find in the Cessna 172 or the Piper PA-28. The aircraft is designed to have flight characteristics that are appropriate for students who are learning the basics. It is not a high-performance aircraft. It is trying to be the electric equivalent of the aircraft that taught most of us to fly. Performance-wise, Bai Aerospace has published estimates in the range of 130 miles per hour cruise speed, roughly 3 hours of endurance, including reserves, and a service ceiling in the neighborhood of 15,000 feet. Those numbers are estimates from the manufacturer at this point and will need to be validated by flight testing. But if they hold up, that is a training aircraft that can do the job. Your private pilot student does not need a transatlantic range. They need enough endurance to do a cross-country practice maneuvers and come back. The range question is actually one of the more interesting aspects of the training use case for electric aircraft. Range anxiety is a real concern when you're talking about electric airplanes, especially for touring or transportation missions. But in a training environment, you are almost always flying locally. Pattern work, short cross-countries, maneuvers in a practice area, you're not trying to fly from Denver to Dallas. You're trying to get a student from controlled to uncontrolled airspace and back, maybe 100 miles round trip. An electric aircraft with 3 hours of realistic endurance can handle that mission comfortably. The certification path for an electric trainer also raises some questions that the industry is still working through. Electric propulsion systems introduce failure modes that are different from a Lycoming or Continental engine. The FAA has been developing guidance on how to evaluate these systems, but this is still relatively new territory for the agency. How do you certify a battery pack? What is the maintenance interval for an electric motor? What are the emergency procedures when the power system behaves unexpectedly? These are questions that the flight test program will have to generate data to answer. The FAA has been doing serious work in this space. They have published advisory circulars and special conditions documents that begin to define how electric and hybrid electric aircraft should be evaluated. But the certification standards that most trainers fall under, Part 23, are still evolving to fully address electrically propelled aircraft. BAE Aerospace will be working within those evolving standards as they pursue type certification. For flight instructors and flight school operators, this is a program worth watching closely. Not because you need to rush out and buy something, but because the timeline from here to a certified electric trainer available for purchase is going to depend heavily on what comes out of this flight test program. If the eFlyer 2 validates its performance numbers and demonstrates the reliability the training environment demands, BAE Aerospace will have something genuinely new to offer the industry. If the testing reveals significant gaps between the projected performance and the actual performance, or if reliability issues emerge, that will push the timeline further out and give other programs a chance to catch up. There are other companies working on electric trainers. The market is not standing still. BAE Aerospace has been at this longer than most, but competition is coming. For student pilots and aspiring pilots, the honest message is this. An electric trainer is probably not going to be what you train on if you're starting your private pilot certificate in the next year or two. Certification takes time. Production ramp-up takes time. Fleet integration at established flight schools takes time. But if you're thinking in a 5 to 10 year horizon, the aircraft your future students train on might look very different from the aircraft you trained on. There's also a sustainability angle here that some in the industry care about and others are still skeptical of. Aviation has a complicated relationship with carbon emissions and environmental impact. Electric training aircraft are one piece of a larger puzzle that the industry is working through. Whether that is a priority for you personally or not, it is driving investment and development in this space. And that investment is going to produce aircraft, whether the sustainability story is your primary motivation or not. The other thing worth noting about the BAE Aerospace program is its longevity. This company has been at it for a while. Some electric aviation startups come and go quickly when the funding runs out or the technical challenges prove harder than the pitch deck suggested. BAE Aerospace getting to the special airworthiness certificate stage means they have navigated enough of the engineering and regulatory process to actually put an airplane in the air for testing. That is not nothing. A lot of programs never make it this far. George BAE and his team have been transparent about the iterative nature of this development process, which is appropriate for this kind of program. New propulsion technology in a certified aircraft category requires a level of rigor that takes time and resources. Getting this certificate is the end of one phase and the beginning of another, more demanding one. For now, what the industry gets to watch is a real airplane flying real test flights, gathering real data, and starting to answer the questions that a type certificate application will eventually require answers to. That is meaningful progress. Keep an eye on the FAA's database for the test flights that come out of this program. Flight test data on electric trainers is going to be genuinely useful information for everyone in the industry who is thinking about where training aircraft are headed over the next decade. Our source for today's main story is Flying Magazine, and additional context on the FAA certification process and the broader electric aviation landscape comes from the FAA's own published guidance on Part 23, and electric propulsion systems, more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. We'll be back.